Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Tim Collins and Jack Carson high up on the eighth floor of the burning Butler building. With Jack and Mrs. Lane, the woman Jack was trying to rescue, trapped between two blazing floors, Tim has made the hazardous climb by scaling ladder as Jack battles the fire, which now is closed in on their office retreat. Just when it seems there might be some chance of Tim successfully rescuing Jack and Mrs. Lane, an emergency occurs. And right now, with the fire getting closer, time is running out for all three of them. We'll join them on the eighth floor of the Butler building right after we listen to this important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the eighth floor of the Butler building, now a raging inferno, where Jack Carson is trapped with Mrs. Lane, the woman he tried to save, trapped with burning floors above and below them. With Tim Collins fighting his way up the sheer side of the building by scaling ladder, Jack makes the discovery that the fire is now roaring along the corridors of the eighth floor and threatens to make Tim's rescue efforts useless. But as Jack battles the fire with a standby pose, he is marvelously relieved to see Tim come through the window after his perilous climb.
Hey, Tim! You made it! Tim, am I glad to see you.
Yeah. You're all right, Jack. I was afraid of what I'd find up here.
I'm all right, but Mrs. Lane, I don't think she can take much more.
Thank heavens you saved her. I knew you would. I got the standpipe line charged, I see.
Yeah. Fire was coming down the corridor.
Uh-huh.
I figured maybe we can hold it until you got here.
Well, shut off the hose and close that door. Our job now is to get out of here and fast. You should never have come up here, Jack. You broke a fire law, you know.
I know I shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you did save Mrs. Lane, so don't forget you disobeyed the law. Now, look, here's what we'll do. Come on over to the window.
All right. Down the scaling ladder, huh?
Yeah, afraid that's how it's got to be, Jack. A long ways down and plenty dangerous, but it's our only chance.
Yeah, but what about Mrs. Lane?
I'll handle her. Now, look, I want you to go down first, down to the floor below.
Yeah.
Then straddle the windowsill and wait till we come down. You got it?
I got it. Sure glad I listened to Jimmy's description of how to use a scaling ladder.
Yeah, lucky you did. Although I never thought you'd be depending on one to save your life. Now, Mrs. Lane,
you... Hey, Tim, look. Huh? Mrs. Lane, she's calling.
Miss Lane. Holy smoke, she's fainted.
Mrs. Lane.
That's no use, Jack. She's out like a light. This business is too much for her.
Is she still breathing?
Wait a minute. Yeah, pulse okay. She's just passed out from the excitement, but sure complicates our getting out of here.
I forgot that. How are we ever get her down?
That's going to be tough. One thing's certain, the scaling ladder's out.
Yeah, but if the scaling ladder's out, what then?
Well, we're going to have to use the rope.
You mean lower her all the way to the ground by rope?
No, not all the way. Just to the fifth floor where Chief Moore's waiting for us. Well, thank heavens he thought to give me this rope.
Poor Mrs. Lane. I hope you know how to tie a good knot.
Huh? What do you mean? Of course I know how. I can tie a sheep's shank in my sleep.
Sheep's shank? Are you kidding?
No, sir. That's the name of the knot you use to lower people with.
Oh.
Now watch. Take the rope like so.
Huh?
Make two large loops for the legs. There you are. One for the body and... There you have it. Sling that will safely lower a man or a woman.
That was fast. Tim, I believe that fire is getting worse outside the door.
Yeah.
It's getting awfully hot. Smoky.
Yeah. You're right, Jack. We have to work fast. Come on, help me here with Miss Lane.
Hey, your mask. Why don't you put on your mask, Kevin?
Oh, I gotta say that for Mrs. Lane, lowering her past the windows below, she's liable to get a deadly blast from the fire. All right, she's ready, Jack. Now, let's see.
Hey, Tim. Tim, the fire is breaking through the door.
Oh, good grief, it is. We gotta do something about that, or it'll knock us down before we can get Mrs. Lane lowered.
The standpipe hose.
Huh?
If we can only get a hold of that.
Yeah, you stay right here until... It's just outside the door, isn't it?
Yeah. But you can never get through that fire, Tim.
Well, we've got to. Gotta hold that fire. If I keep the floor, I think I can make it. You keep by the window with Mrs. Lane.
Slowly, Tim snakes along the floor to the door, around the top edges of which flames are already curling. Outside lays the standpipe hose, the one small weapon the trap trio has. Cautiously, Tim opens the door. There is a blast of heat and flame. He feels along the floor, and his hand closes on the hose nozzle. With a twist of the shutoff valve, a powerful stream of water surges forward.
I got it. Thank heavens I got it.
Hey, Tim! Are you all right, Tim?
Yeah, Jack, I'm all right. I'm going to drag the line back into the room so we can keep a curtain of water between us and the fire. You take the hose, Jack.
Right.
Hold it right on the door. I'll start lowering Mrs. Lane.
Right, Tim.
We can't hold that fire for long, but it'll buy us enough time to get out of here. I hope.
With Jack holding the fire at bay with a standpipe hose, Tim carefully lowered the unconscious Mrs. Lane. Three stories below on the fifth floor, Deputy Chief Moore, who has been anxiously watching the descent, eases the old woman through the window and immediately has her carried to the ground for hospital treatment. Back up on the eighth floor, the battle with the demon of fire still goes on. A battle, it seems, that Jack and Tim are losing.
Getting worse than that. What are the demons doing?
Thank heavens. Mrs. Lane safely down. Now we can clear out.
Nothing's wrong with the water, Tim.
Huh?
The water, it stopped.
I was afraid of that. Fire's burning through the hose out in the corridor. All right, throw the hose down, Jack. We're getting out of here.
But the fire, it's going to get over the window before both of us can get out.
No, it won't. We're both going down that scaling ladder together. Haven't got time to take turns.
Together? Well,
yeah, it's been a long time, kid, since I played piggyback, but that's what I'm going to do. And it's not a game, Jack. Come on, up you go.
Are you sure you can do it, Tim?
It's not my idea the easiest way to get out of a building, but... the only way. Elevators, unfortunately, aren't running. All right. Here we go. And look out below.
With Jack clinging to his back, Tim slowly makes his way down the scaling ladder. He reaches the floor below. With him and Jack straddling the windowsill, Tim unhooks the pole-like ladder from the sill above, lowers it a story, hooks it securely on the sill they're straddling, and starts down on the next leg of their dangerous descent. Halfway down, Jack suddenly calls out.
Hey, Tim, look below.
Huh?
What?
Chief Moore.
Yeah, the chief on a scaling ladder, too. Coming up to us.
Chief, what?
Right. I come up to help steady you, Sam. Couldn't stand the suspense any longer. You all right?
Oh, I guess we'll make it, sir.
You must be pretty bushed. Take it slow.
Yes, sir, I'm all right. How's Mrs. Lane?
Don't worry about her. She's come around in good shape.
Uh-huh.
Easy now. Just a few more feet.
Yes, sir. Hold on tight, Jack.
I am. Don't worry.
All right now. Easy does it. Over the sill.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim. I've aged 10 years watching you two coming down the side of that building.
Yeah. I think I've put on a few years myself, sir. Jack here is no kid anymore when it comes to weight.
Well, thank heavens you're both safe. And the boys are moving up on the fire in the upper stories.
Uh-huh.
Ought to have it under control shortly.
Is there anything I can do, Chief? I'm ready to
go
back.
You've done your duty for today and more. That was a marvelous piece of rescue work, Tim.
Thanks, Chief. I guess I had a special incentive, knowing Jimmy's best pal was up here.
Well, what I want you to do now, both you and Jack, is head for home. Both your folks are probably worried sick.
Yes, sir.
Get home and tell them you're both all right.
Yes, sir. It's a good idea, Chief. I could use a little rest.
Me too. And this is one time I'm not going to kick about going to bed.
Well, I guess both Tim and Jack have earned a good night's sleep after their experience in the Butler Building fire. But after a good weekend rest, Tim Collins, rookie fireman, will be ready for more adventures for the rescue company. Adventure of a quite a different sort, I can promise you. It starts out with hilarious monkey business, but ends in quite a different way. Now, to be in on this thrilling fire drama, be sure to listen to the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Deputy Chief Dan Moore will be back with an important word for you boys and girls. But first, here's a message. And now, Deputy Chief Dan Moore with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Deputy Chief Moore.
Hello, boys and girls. Your friend Chief Cody will be back with you next time, back from his week's trip to the Fire Chiefs Convention. But meanwhile, I'd like to ask you a question. You planning to have a party? Of course you are, sooner or later. Well, I'm not one to spoil your fun, but here's a little tip. When you use candles at your next party, be sure to have a grown-up light them, and have them nearby when you blow them out, because you can't be too careful with open candle lights. So be careful, won't you? For remember, what burns never returns. Well, that's all for now. Till Chief Cody greets you next time. So long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.